welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, and in this hour, there's Western programs, later on Gunsmoke from 1959, but first, an episode of Dr. Six Gun, the 14th episode in this NBC series from November 28, 1954.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy, his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. The exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Ray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo. A wanderer, a man of many journeys and far distances. All right, to be honest, a peddler, but no ordinary peddler. In my pack, I have the finest lace from Spain, knives as sharp as a woman's tongue. And my friend was Doc Six Gun. Of that, I am most proud.
Remember me?
Could I forget this one? This black raven, Midnight?
Midnight.
It is true. He talks. Though what he says does not have much wisdom. But he is only a bird, so I forgive him.
The stage.
Thank you, my friend. He reminds me that our story began with the overland stagecoach from the railhead to Frenchman's Ford. I was traveling back from purchasing my latest shipment of rare Spanish lace, which is manufactured by an Irish family in Philadelphia. Along the trail west from the railhead to Frenchman's Ford, the overland stage rattled along, swaying like the señorita dancing with a rose in her teeth. High on the box, the driver bounced, the reins slack in his hand. The guard was dreaming of beer. Cool beer with foam, his carbine wedged between his knees. The sun beat down, and the cloud of dust kicked up by the horses hung on the still air. I was down in the coach with Midnight when it started.
What the?
Hey, Charlie, that was a shot.
Yeah.
High up there. Come on, boy.
Hey, up there. What's happening?
Hold up. You got a gun?
Well,
use them.
Can't get nothing from the top of this. Ah-ha! I think you got one.
Hey, up there. Up there. Up. Ain't no use, Charlie. They're gonna ride it down.
Yeah.
Hey, up.
Shoot for the horn.
Ah! And I got Jim. Hey, peddler, get up here and take the reins.
All right. I'm coming.
I told them they ought to send a squad of troopers with this shipment.
What are we carrying to gain us this attention?
Calling up my laces and knives.
Money!
15,000 in greenbacks to pay for Army beef.
15,000?
Yeah.
Where's that wheat?
Come on, get up there! Get up!
I'm trying to shoot from the fucking Toronto.
Look out, here they come.
Hold on, my friend.
Hold tight, Midnight, my friend.
Hey, you! You, put up that stage before I blow you off the box.
Whoa! Oh, there! Whoa! Midnight, only a fool will ignore a man with a pistol at his head. A fool or a hero? I ain't both.
Whoa!
Bert, Charlie's
dead. One of you men run for Doc's.
What happened?
Hold up. There are two dead ones in the stage. If someone does not hurry for Doc, there will be at least three. The driver is dying.
Oh, Jim.
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, here's the Doc now.
Doc.
Hey, Doc, look here.
Pablo.
What seems to be the trouble?
This way, Doc.
Where is he? Inside. All right, you man, stand back.
Stand back.
He's hurt bad, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a hand.
Oh.
Please.
Oh.
Easy, easy. Put him down now.
Easy.
Shorty, run to the saloon and bring the top off a dice table to carry him on. All right, Jim. Just take it easy.
He has played much.
Mm.
Doc. Doc.
I'm here, Jim.
Lottie. She's due in a month, ain't she?
Sure, Jim. I'll take care of her, don't worry.
Yeah, you take care of her for me, Doc.
Jim, you know who held up the stage?
They were masked, Doc. I saw them.
I know. Jeb Oliver. I know the way he rides.
Oh!
Stiff like an Easterner. Jeb Oliver. His gang. Jeb.
Tell the boys not to bother breaking up the dice game for the tabletop. He's dead. Pablo, you going to move that queen, or do you figure sitting on it till it hatches?
Doc, you have an idea. Now, that is what I need to win this chess game. A litter of baby pawns. Oh, quiet, Midnight. Who's playing this game, you or I?
Checkmate.
Bird's right, Pablo. It is checkmate.
Well,
it's about time to blow out the lamp and get to bed. I got a case of scarlet fever up on Mesa Verde. Got to get started early in the morning.
One more game, Doc. Just one more. You've beaten me three games already tonight. Double or nothing for $5.
Eh? I'm tired of chess.
Well, anything else then? Cards, maybe?
With your deck.
A game of skill. Knife throwing. Doc, double or nothing, I can throw a knife and hit the ace of spades from 20 feet.
Oh, it's late, Pablo. Some other time.
30 feet.
No, not even blindfolded. I'm going to...
Oh, who's that?
Oh, can't be Jim Henry's wife. She isn't due for another month.
Do I tell him to go away?
No. It might be something serious. Yes?
Doc? Doc Sixgun?
Yes, what is it?
I'm from the Crazy Y out past the Royal Grande.
What's the trouble?
Well, one of the hands, Art Laramie. He had this longhorn at the end of his rope and the saddle girth busted. Spun him right under.
Hurt bad?
Legs busted, I think. Anyways, he couldn't get up. Remuda boss told me to ride into town and fetch you out.
Couldn't you go in the morning, Doc?
No, if it's a compound break, I better get out there before gangrene sets in. Pablo, will you saddle Sage for me? I'll meet you around front in 5 minutes.
Quick as you can sneeze, Doc.
Thanks, Doc, thanks.
You better get some sleep, cowboy. It's a long ride in from the Crazy Y.
No, I better ride back with you, Doc. Trail's out. There's a rock slide through the Arroyo Grande. I'll have to lead you around through the hills. It's mighty rough country in the dark.
There's the Arroyo Grande up ahead.
Yeah, boys, I'll be sure glad to see you, Doc.
How come a top hand like Art Laramie climbed on a bronc with a loose saddle girth?
Just give way, that's all. I could have heard the snap clear out the North Range. We turn this way, Doc.
Oh, say. Up into the hills?
I told you, the Arroyo Grande Trail is out.
I don't see any rock slide.
It's there, in the shadows. Come on, Doc, this way.
Wait a minute. I know this country. There's no trail past the Arroyo up there.
That's the way we're going, Doc.
What are you doing?
Doc, hand me that gun of yours.
Listen, I haven't got time for...
I ain't fooling, Doc. Your gun. Pull out of that holster with one thumb and one finger.
I don't get this.
Now, hand it over by the barrel. Now the other one.
What other one?
That snub-nosed derringer you carry in your bag.
You aren't from the Crazy Y.
Yeah, better. Now... Right ahead of me.
Where are we going?
Never you mind. Just get moving.
Help that way.
Come on, say.
Listen, I've got patients I have to see in the morning.
Keep riding, Doc.
There's a little kid out at the Blind Creek camp. She's got scarlet fever.
Now, that's too bad.
Where are you taking me?
Why don't you shut up, Doc, and ride? I can see you right clear in the moonlight. And I got a steady hand with a six-gun, too.
Oh, Sage.
What's the matter, Doc?
I got to dismount. My horse, he's picked up a stone.
All right, go ahead. You don't look like he favors any foot.
Just left hind foot. Come on, boy.
Hurry up, Doc.
Here it is. Stand now, stand. Hey, you hold him for me, will you? It's tender.
Oh, all right, Doc. Hand me up the reins.
Here you are.
Why, you? Give me that gun. Let go of me. The gun. You want it? Here it is.
Okay, Doc. On your feet. Come on, get up. Now, climb back on that horse.
Stand, Sage.
Ride 10 feet ahead of me. And if you so much as turn around, I'll plant a slug of lead right between your shoulder blades. What do you think?
Did you bring him?
Sure. Climb down, Doc.
Now, what's the idea?
This way, Doc. Gotta take care of the horses. This way.
What did you bring me up here for? I'm a doctor.
I know you're a doctor. Get inside. Here he is.
Bring him over here where I can see him. Yeah, that's him. Doc Six Gun.
You're Jeb Oliver.
Yep. You heard of me?
The Overland Stage came into Frenchman's Ford this afternoon carrying 3 corpses. Driver said you and your gang held him up. He got that much out before he died.
Listen, Doc, I ain't got no time for talking. I took one of them slugs from that stage right here.
I'll bring that lantern over.
I want you to fix me up, Doc. You hear?
Open your shirt. You, I said bring that lantern over.
Now listen, you.
Go ahead, Cancer.
Too bad that guard didn't shoot straighter. Who put this dirty rag over it?
Here's the lantern.
Hold it down. Let me see now.
Take it easy, Doc.
You know, Jim Potter, the driver, he had a wife, 3 children, near 4.
What is it, Doc? How bad is it?
A half inch higher, Jeb, and we could have saved the territory 18 foot of rope.
Am I going to die?
I don't know. I have to get that bullet out.
Well,
it's close to your heart. I've got to probe.
Listen, Doc. You get that bullet out.
I'll try.
Cantrell here is going to have a bead on you, Doc. Something happens to me...
Listen, Oliver, I'm a doctor. It's my business to keep men from dying. Any man. Even if it is a rotten, murdering snake like you.
You shut up. You can't call...
You shut up, Cantrell. You don't understand a man like the Doc here.
I'll need boiling water and some clean rags.
Doc, you fix me up and I'll pay you good.
Oliver, I wouldn't take a copper penny from you.
Sure, Doc, sure. I understand. But you fix me up, won't you? You won't let me die.
Not if I can help it.
I figured that. But just the same, Cantrell.
Yeah, Jeb.
Keep your gun out. Don't be afraid to use it. Doc, if I die, so do you.
Now, listen to me, Oliver. I've given you as much laudanum as I can. You understand?
Yeah.
It's still going to hurt when I go after that slug. If you move, you'll die. You want to call a couple of your pack rats to hold you down?
I ain't going to need nobody to hold me down. Go ahead, Doc.
Get that gun out of my way, Cantrell.
I ain't moving this. I ain't taking no chances.
I'm going to have to probe within a half inch of Oliver's heart. Yet, you wouldn't want me nervous, would you?
Move back, Cantrell.
It's better. All right. Here we go. It won't be so bad at first.
You know, Doc, it'd be funny if I went like this. Real funny. I fit through the whole war. First with the Union, then with the South. Whichever paid. Yeah. I've been shot at. Knived. Came close to being hanged back in Missouri following Jesse.
You rode with the James boys?
A spell. They threw me out. Frank said I was too sinful. They was pious men, the Jameses. Didn't hold with swearing and killing.
Drink.
All right. Hold it now, Oliver.
Look where it got Jesse. Him shot in the back by Bob Ford. And me gunned down by some fat, cross-eyed stage guard.
Get that light closer, Cantrell.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What happened to Jeb?
He fainted. There. There it is. There it is. Right next to the heart.
He's coming too.
Well, here it is, Oliver. The bullets.
How about it, Doc? Will I live?
You're lucky, Oliver. When they finally get around to hanging you, the rope will probably break. I'm bandaging the wound. Now, if you stay in one place, you'll be all right.
I can't ride.
Ride? Listen, Oliver, if you so much as sit up in the next couple of days, you'll start hemorrhaging. You'll bleed to death, you understand?
Sure, sure. Thanks, Doc. You saved my life.
Oliver, for the rest of my life, that's something I'll have to apologize to myself for. If I could, I'd take you in right now to hang.
That's all right, Doc. I understand. We're professional men, you and me. I understand.
He's all better, Doc. Jeb ain't gonna die?
You heard me. Now, get my horse saddled.
You ain't going nowhere, Doc.
I pulled that bullet out of your rotten heart, Oliver. That's all I want to do with you.
Doc, I'll make a deal with you. Will you promise not to lead the marshal back up here?
I will not.
Now, Doc, you want to get away, don't you? To see that kid with scarlet fever and all those sick people in Frenchman's Ford? Why, they're depending on you. You want to get back to all them people, don't you, Doc?
All right, Oliver, I'll give you 5 days. By then, you can ride enough to get away.
That's fair, Doc. Cantrell, saddle his horse. Cantrell, I said...
I heard you, Jim.
Get Doc's horse.
Doc, you say he ain't gonna die?
Nope, not if that bandage stays on and he doesn't hemorrhage.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Stand over there, Doc, but back away from him.
Cantrell, I told
you... I just want to make sure somebody takes real good care of you, Jim. If you was to move sudden, it wouldn't be healthy for you. Would it?
Get away from
him. Now, don't you worry, Doc. I'm Jeb's best friend. His best friend. Ain't I, Jeb?
Cantrell. What are you doing?
Now, don't you fret none, Jeb. I'm going to take good care of you. Real good care.
Get away from him, Cantrell. He can't
be moved. Now, get back, Doc. I still got a gun on you.
Cantrell, whatever else Jeb may be, he's my patient. I don't know what you've got in mind.
Doc, I got $15,000 in federal currency in mind. I got it in mind that Jeb here ain't going to be able to ride for maybe a week. We're sitting ducks here for any fumble-foot lawman out of Frenchman's Ford.
Cantrell, you're crazy.
Keep back, Doc. All right, Jeb. You rest easy. Just think about all the times you had me fetch and carry. The time you knocked me down and kicked me in front of all the boys.
I'm telling you, he can't be moved.
Is that a fact? Now, hold still, Doc. Hold. You know, he looks to me like he might take a sudden turn for the worse.
Can't fare you low
down. Save your strength, Jeb. Save your strength. There's going to be one man riding at the head of this outfit. Now, stand back, Doc. I'm going to take care of your patient for you. Well, Doc?
You rotten, murdering, no good.
He's dead, eh? Well, that's too bad, Doc. That's real bad.
Spanish is a loving tongue, soft as music sweetly played. 'Twas a girl I learned it from, a living down Sonora way. I don't look much like a lover.
Ah, you bet.
All right, bird of ill omen. So Pablo is not handsome, do you have to say so? In the house of the man who has been hanged, you do not mention the rope.
Ah, you bet.
Hey, Padler, where are you heading?
The crazy way, senor.
I'll ride with you if you don't mind.
Why not? Even in the grave, a man likes company.
Well, Padler, you won't do much business at the crazy Y. Boys don't get paid till the end of the month. There ain't so much as a Mexican dollar in the whole spread.
My friend, I travel without portfolio. I follow my friend, Doc Sixgun.
Doc, is he at the crazy Y?
Last night he was called. One of the vaqueros had broken a leg.
Oh, yeah, it's too bad. I ride for the crazy Y. Only I've been out in the territory rounding up Mustangs for breaking. Must be one of my buddies.
Maybe.
You hear tell which Waddy got throwed?
Some fellow named, Art Laramie.
Laramie? Now, that sure is right strange.
What's strange? There doesn't a week go by without some crazy cowboy breaks an arm or a head or a leg.
No, that ain't it. It's just that I'm Art Laramie.
Don't move, Doc. I still got a bead on you.
Cantrell, if I ever get a chance...
You ain't gonna get a chance, Doc. Jeb left orders that if he didn't come through, the boys was to see that you ended up on that cottonwood. The end of an 18-foot manila necktie.
But I didn't kill him.
Well, the boys are very simple, Doc. They ain't educated. All they'll know is Jeb bled to death when you was working on him. So is the next in line. It'll be up to me to see that his dying wishes are carried out. Boys are very sentimental about dying wishes.
Why don't you just shoot, Cantrell, and get it over with?
Oh, we'll wait, Doc. First, we'll need a grave for Jeb here. And seeing as you killed him, I think it's only fitting that you dig it. That's deep enough, Doc.
Hey, pull him out of there. Come on now, up.
Okay. Get him.
Yeah, give him a hand.
I tell you, I didn't kill him. Cantrell did.
You shouldn't have said that, Doc. Now, Cantrell and Jeb read together since the war.
He pulled that bandage off.
You can't cover up that way, Doc. You killed Jeb and the boys will see you hang for it.
Bring him up.
What are we waiting?
All right, Cantrell, they aren't going to believe me. Get it over with.
Garth, break out your rope.
I got a nice noose all ready for you, Doc.
Whitey, bring his horse up. Doc, you're going to take your last ride on your own horse. A nice short ride. We drop that noose around your neck. Run it over to the cottonwood there. and then once across your horse's rump with a quirt, and
never then... mind, Cantrell. I'm the coroner at Frenchman's Ford. I've made out death certificates after hanging.
Well, maybe you'd like to make out your own in advance, eh?
Here she goes, over the limb.
Ah! Pull it up a little. We wouldn't want Doc's heels dragging on the ground. All right, Doc. Hands behind you.
Why don't you shoot, Cantrell?
Oh, hanging. That's the way Jeb would have wanted it. That loose enough, Doc? Wouldn't want to stop the circulation in your wrists.
Thanks.
Give him a hand up, Doc.
Oh, there, safe boy. Sand now.
Get the knot under his ear, Cantrell. That's the way it's done. I seen it a couple of times in Dodge City.
All right, Doc. Got any last words? All right. Go ahead, Garth.
Give him the quirt.
Hey, what happened? The rope.
It broke. He's still riding.
Cotton.
Hey, Al, get him.
That rope didn't break. Look up on the limb. A knife cut it through clean.
Get after him and kill the marshal and the posse back here.
Why are you? You ride down to the foot of the trail.
Spread out. A man can't ride far with his hands tied behind him.
What do we do when we find him?
Gun him down. We can't take no chances. Now get going. Remember, he's the man that...
Still there, Sage. Got to get my hands untied. Oh, boy. Steady, boys. Quiet now. My hands. Steady, Sage. There. They're loose. Oh, there. Stand, Sage.
Rope.
Duck! Pablo!
You doubled back, eh?
What happened? I should be swinging out there on the end of that rope.
Remember, I bet you $5 I could hit the ace of spades at 20 feet. It was my knife that cut the rope in two.
Pablo, I owe you $5. But how did you get here?
Well, I met that Art Laramie.
He walks pretty good for a man with a broken leg.
I followed your path where you turned off the Arroyo Trail.
I didn't know if you'd be able to.
Why not? With a full moon? Who else but Doc Six Gun would leave a white pill in the trail for every turn?
We've got to get out of here. Cantrell and his men will be coming back.
No, I don't think so. There, you hear?
A posse?
From the Crazy Y. I think the bad men have run into a neat ambush. Midnight?
Checkmate.
Well, I'm glad your knife throwing is better than your chest. Come on, we better ride.
You come back to the Crazy Y,
No, I've got that kid to take care of. The one with scarlet fever.
Oh, yes.
I'd better get started up to the Mesa Verde.
I've been listening to Dr. Six Gun.
Dr. Six Gun, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 28th of November, 1954, an NBC episode. You're listening to an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVeonier. Now on to Gunsmoke with an episode seen on television about a year after this next broadcast. It's Marion Clark's story, The Badge, featuring William Conrad and Parley Bear from April 26th, 1959 on CBS.
City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun Smoke, starring William Conrad. Story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. and a little lonely.
Rack? Hey, Rack. What are you doing back here? See somebody coming?
Hot out there in them rocks, Rack. I figured it'd take me a spell in the shade back here.
Get on back and watch the road.
I'm always watching.
Listen, Augie, we got to keep ahead of the law and make it to the border, don't we?
Sure, Rack.
We got to get us a horse that can move instead of that lame one, don't we?
I know that.
Well, you go on out there and keep looking. If somebody comes along riding single, you come fetch me. But till then, you stay put. Now get.
Seems likely you ought to do some of the watching.
Seems likely somebody has to do your thinking for you. Go on now. Rack, you got some more arguing to do?
Down the road, a rider coming slow.
You get down behind them rocks the way we planned it. I'll cover you from up here. And don't you start nothing till I say, you hear? You keep still.
All right. Sure.
Hurry up now. Drop your gun. You're covered. Say it smart, mister. Drop the gun. That's better. Now, get off the horse and start walking, nice and easy like. Right back down the road.
Now, wait a minute.
I got him.
Augie, you dang fool.
Come on down, look at him, Rack.
I told you not to make no move. I had to shoot him, Rack. You didn't do a very good job. He ain't dead. He's out, but he ain't dead.
Well, let me finish him off, Rack. Just one shot. I want that badge.
What are you talking about? What badge?
Well, turn him over, Rack. He's a lawman. A U.S. Marshal. I always wanted me a badge like that.
A marshal. You shot a marshal.
The first man you ever take a shot at, and it's a U.S. Marshal. It ain't that funny, Rack. Now, let me finish him off.
Wait a minute. What makes you such a killer all at once?
I told you, it's a badge. A man wearing a badge like that, folks think he amounts to something. I want to wear me one. Now, go on, Rack. Stand back and let me finish him.
Augie? Put it down.
He's mine, Rack. I got a right to do the shooting.
Ain't gonna be no shooting.
You just gonna leave him lying there? Then let me get the badge off.
Leave it be. I got me a better idea.
You ain't ought to take him away from me, Rack. He's mine.
I ain't gonna take him away from you. I'm gonna let you keep him. I'll give you your very own U.S. Marshal.
I don't want him. I just want that old badge.
Listen to me. We got a fur piece to go with that holdup money, don't we?
You don't need to keep telling me that.
And it's likely that we'll run into some rough spots, ain't it?
Well, sure, but we got us through so far.
We've been lucky. But if we got us our own U.S. Marshal, ain't nobody gonna stop us all the way.
They ain't?
No, they ain't. To hurt us, they gotta hurt him. And they ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna let them.
Maybe. What about the horse, Rack? This way we still need another horse.
We can always get another horse. But it ain't likely we'd get another chance at a marshal. We'll drag him up that broke-down shack, see if we can fix him up.
Can I wear the badge?
Augie, I'll make you a bargain.
How's that?
We get across the border, and he's all yours. You can finish him off, and you can wear the badge. Come on now, take his feet.
Mm-hmm.
morning, Sam. Here's your beer, Doc.
Oh, thank you, Chester. Yes, that's mighty big of you to buy this way.
Well, I tell you, Doc, the way I figure it, a man has to do the buying once in a while, and there's a chance he'll be thought of as a cheapskate.
Oh, you've noticed that, have you?
How's that?
I say, you...
Yeah, well, hello, Miss Kitty.
Oh, Chester, yes. Doc.
Kitty, how are you?
I don't see you in here very often in the morning, Doc.
Well, Kitty, Chester's buying. Uh-huh. And I figured I better accept his offer before he changes his mind.
Oh, now I'd have stood good for it any time, Doc.
I assure you would, Chester. You heard anything from Matt?
Oh, no, Miss Kitty, I ain't.
Well, he was supposed to be back yesterday, wasn't he?
Well, that's what I thought.
Now, you can't never tell what he might run into up there in Larned.
I can imagine.
I remember one time we was up there, we like to never got away.
Oh, you had a hard time transacting your business, huh?
Well, no, wasn't that exactly. It's just that folks in that saloon were so sociable-like.
Yeah, well, it gets that way sometimes. Well, I hope Matt isn't having such a good time socializing that he forgets his way home.
Oh, now you don't have to worry none about Mr. Dillon.
Bring him over here, Augie. Set him down on this crate under the window.
I don't know if he can walk.
I can walk, all right.
Well, now, Marshal, that's just fine. I'm glad to see you come out of it so good. Come on over here.
What for?
Well, you got a bullet in your shoulder, ain't you?
Well, you ought to know.
Now, I didn't do that to you, Marshal. Augie did. Ain't that right, Augie?
Sure is. By rights, you ought to be my prisoner, too.
Bring him over here. Sit down there. Turn your shoulder toward the window. Get a look at this. Hand me a knife, Augie.
Here.
Huh? You gonna cut on me with that thing?
You want that bullet out, don't you, Marshal?
You're gonna use that dirty blade, you might as well leave it in.
Well, now, I sure do beg your pardon, Marshal. I sure wouldn't want to dirty you up none. Here, I'll wipe it off real nice. Tear me off a piece of your shirt, Augie.
Doggone it, Rag.
I was better off before.
How's that, Marshal?
Get on with it.
All right, then. I waited a long time to work on the likes of you. I want to be sure things are just right.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Hold still now. A little rough, Marshal. Well, I'm sure sorry to hear that. You want me to hold him, Rack?
You don't have to hold me.
Why, shucks, no. I'll give Marshall's a brave man. Ain't you, Marshall? Get him, Marshall.
Passed out.
Just I was beginning to enjoy it. Hold him up here. We'll get it out now. Here. You won't keep the bullet, Augie?
I don't want no old bullet.
I don't want to hear no more talk about that badge. Come on now. Help me lay him down over here now.
You think he's going to mend?
Give him a day or two and see. He ain't no good to us unless he can ride.
Rack?
Hmm?
Just while he's lying there, can't outwear it.
I told you to shut up.
Now, don't you start hitting me again, Rack. Don't stop my head to hurting again.
You'll be hurting from now on if you don't keep your mouth shut. Give me another piece of your shirt. I want to bandage that shoulder.
You?
I ain't Rack.
Oh, that's Augie. I'm awful dry.
Rack in here.
Is there anything wrong with you getting me some water?
Here.
Oh, thanks. Uh,
You gonna mend?
Now, what's that to you?
Rack says we need you to ride with us.
Well, I'd mend better if he'd been easier with that knife.
Rack likes to cut.
Yeah. Where'd he go?
You went to get another horse. I shouldn't have said
it. Don't worry, Augie. I'm not exactly able to go after him.
Rack don't like me to talk.
No? You always do what he says?
This time you ought to be glad I done what he said, Marshal.
How's that?
I was all for finishing you off. I was the one that shot you. I should have had the badge.
The badge? Oh, my badge?
Rack didn't have no right to take it. He figured it'd help him get close enough to get a horse. But I was the one sure to wore it.
Well, what would you do with it?
Well, just wear it around some. Feel like somebody. Folks think you're important when you wear a badge. And smart.
And not always.
How's that?
Oh, never mind. Augie, how come you let Rack get away with taking it away from you?
Now, Rack does the thinking around here.
Uh-huh. He beat you up pretty good, too, didn't he?
I ain't said nothing about that.
Now, those marks on your face, they didn't just grow there, did they?
I wanted the badge.
Uh-huh. Well, you can't get it if you're scared, Augie.
It ain't all that, Marshal. Rack says I ain't smart enough to wear it.
You were smart enough to shoot me, take me prisoner.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, wasn't I?
Sure you were. I think you're smart, Augie. I think you're a lot smarter than Rack gives you credit for.
Ain't we never gonna stop to eat, Rack? My belly's hurting empty.
You got a taste for prairie grass and snakeweed, you go right ahead and stop.
Ain't even seen a rabbit for miles. Seems like we ought to have some grub left.
Seems like you ate your way through it as much as anybody. Quit your belly aching. Marshal ain't belly aching now, are you, Marshal?
No, everything's fine, just fine.
You ain't in no position to talk smart.
You won't be either if you don't find some food pretty soon. 2 days a long time to ride hungry.
He ain't lying, Rack. You shut your mouth, I'll knock both your eyes into one socket.
I know where you can pick up some food.
Dodge City Jail.
Now, do you want me to tell you or not, mister?
I want him to tell.
Shut up, Augie. Go ahead.
All right, there's a dirt farm just over the next rise. They'll have some.
I suppose you want to ride up and get it for us.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I'll bet you could. They're good friends of yours, I suppose. Be glad to help you out with food, guns, anything you need. That about it, Marshal?
They're new folks. I don't know them. They don't know me.
But you figure they'd be glad to help the Marshal out.
I might.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do you a big favor, Marshal. I'm going to find out for you what them folks think of the law.
Yeah, I figured you might.
What you going to do, Rack? How you going to do that?
Well, I'm just going in there myself. Wearing the Marshal's badge, of course.
Now, listen here, Rack. It's my turn.
I'll ride up there just as polite as you please and ask for a little grub. If they're good, law-fearing folks, they'll see this badge and they'll give it to me. I'll come back and tell you all about it, Marshal.
Thanks.
Now, it ain't right you should wear it this time, too, Rack. Let me wear it. Let me ride in there. I'll get the food for you, Rack. I'll bring it back just...
Augie, get down off that horse. Come here.
Now, why don't you leave him alone?
You ain't got enough sense even to be let alone, Marshal.
Now, Rack...
I ain't gonna listen to much more mewling about that badge, Augie. You hear?
I got sense.
Better get some while you're still alive. Now, listen to me. You take the Marshal back there off the road and watch him till I get back.
Don't hit me no more, then.
You watch him close, Augie, or I'll hit you permanent. Go on now. Lead his horse back in rocks.
All right, Ray.
Come on. You behave yourself. I may bring you back some of that grub.
That doesn't seem like you convinced him yet, Augie.
What do you mean?
That you're smart enough to do your own thinking?
Ain't a reason in the world I couldn't have rode off after that fool.
There sure isn't.
would have wore that badge just as straight, too. And... wait a minute. His horse is coming down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I see him.
Get down off your horse. Rack didn't talk none about nobody coming.
That's all right, Argy. You can handle it.
Sure I can.
Look, why don't you lay low here like Rack said, and I'll edge out and see who they are.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, you just let me do the moving. There's no use you bothering.
You go right out there. What happened? Now, you just hold on there.
What's the matter, Argy?
Come back here.
Well, I told you I was just going to look out.
I got a gun on you, Marshal. You come back. Now, get down. You be quiet. You almost got away with it, Marshal. You almost fooled me.
Well, I should have known better than to try it.
I was smart enough then, wasn't I, Marshal? Smart enough to keep you from tricking your way out to get help.
Yeah.
I guess Rack couldn't have done no better, could he?
No, you did the job, Augie.
Guess I'm smart enough to wear a badge, all right.
Yeah, Augie, I guess you are. I'm just beginning to wonder if I am.
Me like you was mighty glad to get off that horse, Marshal. You ain't getting too tired now, are you?
Never mind that.
Sure ain't see a strong man like you puny up, especially the way I've been doctoring you.
Well, if the doctoring didn't kill me, nothing's going to.
Well, I wouldn't count on that if I was you. I've been thinking, though. Once I get me across the border, I might take up doctoring.
Anybody you work on will hang you for sure.
Including you?
Yeah. I got the chance.
Well, now, that ain't very grateful.
Rack?
What?
I got to tell you about the horses.
What about?
Well, I was watering them, like you said, in that bay.
What about the bay?
Well, he just wandered down the creek someplace, Rack. Well,
did you go get him?
No, I figured I better come tell you.
No sense to water the horse.
Don't hit me no more, Rack. I'll go after him.
I'll go after him myself. You wouldn't find him if he was standing on your foot. You see, that Marshal gonna wander off too now.
He got no call to beat me all the time.
No, he hasn't, Doggy.
He keeps hitting me in the head, and I can't think good.
Yeah.
Nobody could think good to get their head beat all the time.
Doggy.
Been beating on me ever since Pa died. He ain't got no call to go beating on me.
Doggy, why don't you walk out on him?
I ain't never thought of that, Marshal. Nah. Rack wouldn't let me.
You wouldn't have to ask him. You'd do better without those beatings, wouldn't you?
Sure.
You got a sense of your own, Augie.
Yeah, it's right. You said I was smart yourself.
Sure, you're smart enough, Augie. I'll help you.
Help me?
Now listen, you just see that my feet are untied tonight after we bed down, huh? And I'll help you get away.
I don't know.
And I'll see that you get the badge, Augie.
Badge? Can I wear it? Right here on my shirt?
Sure you can wear it. You got as much right to it as Rack has.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Marshal. I'll walk out on him. I'll walk out on him wearing a badge. Marshal, I come to loose your feet.
Yeah, just be quiet. There, good.
You won't forget to get the bag.
No, I won't forget. Just keep down.
What's going on? What are you doing over there, Augie?
He's just getting the badge for me, Rack, that's all.
You let him loose?
Don't you come over here beating on me, Rack.
You ain't never had a beating like the one you're gonna get.
Marshal, you said you'd stop me. Here's a gun.
Why, you...
Rack?
Marshal, he shot me. I'm hurt, too.
Yeah, Augie. Just lie still.
You shot Rack?
I had to.
He'll beat me. He'll beat me bad.
No, Augie, he won't beat you, not anymore. He's dead.
Am I gonna die too, Marshal?
No, I don't think so. I think he'll heal up all right.
Then I can walk out, just like you said.
Oh, not quite, Augie. I'm gonna have to take you back to Dodge City with me first. You got a bank holdup to answer for.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that for sure.
It almost slipped my mind a couple of times, too.
But, Marshal?
Yeah?
The badge. You promised if I'd help you, I'd get to wear the badge?
Yeah, Augie, I promised. And you can wear it. All the way back to Dodge.
Gunsmoke, on Tuned to Yesterday from April 26, 1959 on CBS Radio. CBS Television would air the broadcast in November of 1960. And so ends this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for tuning in.